Welcome to Zichun Mishnah Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and this is our inaugural session at the start of this Mishnah Yomi Machzor. The goal of Zichun Mishnah Simanim is to provide an easy way to file in your mind the organization of the Mishnahs in a format that's easy to remember and quick for review. The main strategy we're going to be using are key words, giving each Mishnah a simon comprised typically of one or two words. Now, the purpose of the simon is not to pack in everything that's in the Mishnah. Rather, it's to give you the basic topic, which will make it easier to recall the material that you've learned. The more review you do of the Mishnah, the more the material will stick. On average, each key word will take no more than 1 second to review, which makes review remarkably efficient. As an example, Maseches Brachos has 57 Mishnahs, which means it will take less than a minute to review the simanim for the entire Masechta. In addition to the efficiency of Chazara, simanim also help you get a picture of the Masechta as a whole. So to facilitate that, I'll be providing a daily PDF with simanim for the Masechta. This will serve as your map for the Masechta and a framework upon which to build. Now, to succeed with simanim, especially here for Mishnahs, it's very simple. All you have to do is remember 2 new words a day and review what you've covered to date. The goal is that you should be able to rattle off the key words as easily as you can recite the ABCs. They should become that familiar to you. Now, to help with your recall, I'll also be using the memory method of linking, where I'll create some type of story that will connect one word to the other. This is an effective way to reinforce the connection between the various Mishnahs. My hope, though, is that as simanim become very familiar to you, you'll be able to rattle off the simanim and will not need to rely on the story. Zichun Mishnah Simanim is designed to serve as the program to help you remember and organize what you're learning. I will not be teaching the Mishnahs. I will be giving each shiur with the assumption that you learn the Mishnahs and you're now ready to learn the simanim. At the end of each shiur, I'll give you a quick quiz to increase your fluency with the simanim. With that, we're ready to begin. Now, since we're starting the Maseches Brachos, I'm going to start with what I call the Masechta map, a simple overview of the Masechta, very easy to remember. Maseches Brachos has 9 prakim. 9 prakim. The first 3 prakim deal with Kriya Shema. That's all Beis and Gimel, Kriya Shema. Dalet and Hey, the next 2 prakim deal with Tefillah, specifically Shemone Esrei. That's Dalet and Hey, 2 prakim. And then Vav Zayin Ches and Tes, the last 4 prakim, deal with various topics dealing with Brachos. So the first 3 prakim are Shema, the next 2 are Tefillah, and the last 4 are Brachos. 3, 2, 4. 3, 2, 4. 3, 2, 4 is an easy way to remember the organization of the Masechta. Once again, first 3 prakim are Shema, next 2 are Tefillah, the last 4 are Brachos. So if I ask you, what's in the 4th parak of Brachos, you'll say, oh, that's going to be dealing with Tefillah. If I ask you, what's in the 2nd parak of Brachos, you're going to say, oh, that's going to be talking about Kriya Shema. If I ask you, what's in the 8th parak of Brachos, you would say that's going to be dealing with Brachos. If I ask you what's in the 5th parak of Brachos, you're going to say that's talking about Tefillah. If I ask you what's in the 2nd parak of Brachos, you say that's dealing with Shema. If I ask you what's in the 9th parak of Brachos, you say that's dealing with Brachos. Great. 3, 2, 4. So 3, 2, 4 is the first thing we're going to remember here in Zichun Mishnah Simanim for Brachos. That's the basic numbers for the overview of the Masechta. 3, 2, 4. Good, now we get into the first parak of Maseches Brachos and the first 2 Mishnahs. So the first 2 Mishnahs deal with when do you say Kriya Shema. Mishnah Av is Kriya Shema of Arvis, Kriya Shema at night, and Mishnah Beis is Kriya Shema of Shachris. When do you say that? So Mishnah Aleph is Kriya Shema of Arvis, and the Mishnah Beis is Kriya Shema of Shachris. Now to make it a little bit simpler, I'm just going to say the simon for Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, is going to be Arvis, and the simon for Mishnah Beis is going to be Shachris. They're both dealing with Kriya Shema, Arvis and Shachris. But I'm not going to have you say Kriya Shema of Arvis, Kriya Shema of Shachris, because it's a little bit long and cumbersome, and I don't think it's necessary. We want to make this simanim very quick and easy to remember. So the more we can kind of file it down to one word, it's much better for you. And you'll see it's going to make a big difference in the long run as we add up more and more Mishnahs. So there you have it. Our first 2 Mishnahs in Maseches Brachos, and the 2 simanim are Arvis and Shachris. Arvis and Shachris. If I ask you, which Mishnah talks about Kriya Shema of Arvis, you'd say that's Mishnah Aleph. If I ask you which one deals with Shachris, there you have it, Mishnah Beis. Now, one thing I do want to point out, I'm not going to be using the PEG system to help you remember, specifically coming with a memory technique, that this is a Mishnah Beis, and this topic is a Mishnah Gimel, because I don't feel it's essential that we make a big effort to remember that. As you get so fluent with the simanim, you'll be able to rattle them off quickly. And as you learn them, you're going to be getting to know where they fit in terms of the place in the Pyrrhic. But I feel it's an effort that's not, the return on investment isn't so great compared to what you'll be able to do as you rattle off the Simanim. You'll say, oh, it's this Mishnah. By rattling it off, you'll get there. And I think you'll see that as we move along. So there we have it. So what you have to know from today is Brachas as a Masechta has 9 Prakim. The first 3 Prakim deal with Shema. The next 2 Prakim, Dal and Hey, deal with Tefillah. And the last 4 Prakim deal with Brachas. And we have the first 2 Mishnais of 5 in the first Perek. And it's when to say Kriyat Shema. Mishnah Aleph, the simon is Arvis. And Mishnah Beis, the simon is Shachris. That's it, Arvis and Shachris. Your goal today is just to get those 2 words ingrained in your head, say numerous times, and of course, then you remember the first Mishnah deals with the Kriyat Shema of Arvis, and the second Mishnah deals with the Kriyat Shema of Shachris. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.